The flowers of the garden guide us with their smiles. Sidi Abu Madian, 12th century. Earplugs. Arif al-Amri stared at the Muscat International Airport security guards. They looked very serious in their brown uniforms, checking tickets, waving travelers forward. He was standing with his parents. His dad hadn't stepped into the security line yet. Arif wished he had planned to give his dad a tiny turtle to carry in his pocket. A turtle might hide his head and pretend to be a stone when the plane took off, then stick his head out of the shell again when the plane was flying. His dad could feed him a piece of lettuce from his sandwich. The airport lobby swirled with people wearing bright scarves, hats, and turbans. They pushed baggage carts and dragged trunks and suitcases behind them. Who were they? Where were they going, and why? Some people seemed anxious or worried, clumping together with family members, trying to keep track of belongings. Others looked bouncy and chatty. Arif's own mom, standing next to him, attempted to answer her phone in the middle of all that noise. She resembled a tourist from Bahrain. "Dad," he said, "look how big their suitcases are."
"Even bigger than yours?"
Arif's father shook his head.
"People want to take everything with them, so loaded down."
Arif's father had checked a large blue suitcase. He'd been urging Arif to get rid of extra possessions for weeks now, so Arif wouldn't try to pack too much. But Arif didn't like letting go of his things. It was hard to decide. A baby shrieked. Arif shook his head. His mom covered her ear that wasn't on the phone.
"See you soon. Take care of your mom and Sidi and Mishmish," said his dad, rumpling Arif's thick hair. "Don't forget to keep speaking English so you'll be all warmed up. I'm glad you didn't get a haircut. Good choice."
Arif smiled. He didn't even like letting go of his hair. Speaking English was easy, though. Everyone spoke it at his American International School, and he'd spoken it since he started talking, along with Arabic. It felt natural to speak both. His mom was an English professor at the university, so his family spoke more English than most people. His dad taught biology, so they liked talking about science, too. They'd all spoken mostly English at home since his parents had decided to go to the United States. These days, they mostly talked to other people in Arabic, their neighbors and Sidi, people in restaurants and stores, and they dreamed in Arabic, too. Arif's dad was wearing a crisp, new yellow and white checkered shirt and a dark blue jacket with bulging pockets.
"What's in your pockets?" Arif asked, patting one. "They're huge."
"Well, my passport, I hope," his dad said. "And my ticket and boarding passes and gum and mints and money and earplugs and my telephone."
"Earplugs?" asked Arif.
"Well, you know, sometimes people talk too much," his dad said. "Or I might be sitting next to that baby. What if he gets the hiccups after crying so hard? If the person next to me is old enough to speak, we'll visit a bit before everybody starts to snore. Also, jet engines make a loud roar. I'll need some good sleep before starting my new life. Ask Mom to get you earplugs, too."
Arif's mom handed his dad her telephone.
"Ma salama, shukrun, yalla, alf shukrun, ikthir ya ammi,"
he said loudly over the din. Then he handed the phone back.
"We're not saying goodbye to each other," he said, pointing to Arif and himself. "We're just saying, see you in a week."
"If anyone else calls, I'm not answering," said Arif's mom.
"Sitting next to that baby would be extremely bad," said Arif. His dad leaned over and whispered in Arabic.
"Do you know that someone tried to smuggle a parrot onto a plane last week?"
"Why?"
His dad shrugged.
"It's a mystery."
Then he glanced at his watch.
"It would be strange to be arrested because of a parrot. Well, I won't have to look far at all to be learning something every moment.
He smiled at Arif and Arif's mom.
By the time you arrive, I'll have a long list of discoveries.
I believe you, Dad, said Arif, standing on one foot like a pelican or a stork. For sure, you always win.